Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on good character, and we explain that this is a very, very broad, very vast, very deep chapter to do with good character of a person. We find that this is something that is linked with the internal, and it's a demonstration and expression of what's inside the person, the way he demonstrates it on the outside. So therefore, this correcting a person's inside is something that is very important. And one necessary aspect is to spend time in the company of the pious people, the good people. So these qualities rub off upon us. We find that, yesterday we explained, that this ruh is something that is so important, something that's internal, you can't see it, person can't weigh it, you can't put any type of value to it. But when that ruh is extracted, when that ruh comes out of the body, the same body now is lying there as a mayit. Nobody wants to keep it extra, a few days extra in the house also. Take it away now, it must go to the Qabrustan. It doesn't matter how much of love the people of the home had for that body. But what happened? Only thing happened was the ruh separated from that body. So like that, akhlaq, if it separates from a person, the person's physical features will be there. Allah Ta'ala has created in every person the qudrat of malakutiyat. And Allah Ta'ala has created the qudrat of bahamiyat. Bahamiyat is animalistic qualities, beastly qualities in a person, and Allah Ta'ala has created angelic qualities in every person. But when a person works on himself and he makes effort on himself, then what becomes ghalib? The angelic qualities. The qualities of malaika become more apparent on a person. He shows good character, good akhlaq, he shows the qualities that angels also have. And when a person doesn't work on himself and he allows himself to deteriorate and he doesn't show character, it becomes so, his character becomes so bad, his ways and mannerisms become so bad, that this person actually becomes, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of it, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَمْ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals, but worse than animals. So that beastly quality comes into him. The person is like a beast, just wants to be aggressive, greedy, angry, all the time oppressing people. It's all about myself and not about the next person. So this is something that is very dangerous. But where does it start from? It starts from the inside. So therefore, this working on the inside is not something that is trivial. Today we all want to work on our outside with the cosmetics, with the gymming, with the running, all that is important. The training and all that is important. But more important is to train the inside, how to control myself, how to take care of myself. History we explained, Mawla Tanvi Rahmatullahi summarized good character in two words, ta'ammul or tahammul. Person considers that what is the outcome of this action of minds? What is the outcome of these words of minds? What is the outcome of this expression of minds? Is it going to bring a good outcome or is it going to bring an evil outcome? If it's going to bring an evil outcome, I stay away from it. And the next thing, so this is the first thing, a person is considering the outcome of his speech, of his actions, outcome of his writing, outcome of his messages. What is good? What's the effect of this message that I'm sending? Is it going to be a positive effect or a negative effect? He's careful of everything before he does it. And second thing he mentioned is tahammul. Person makes bardashi, a person is tolerant. People are going to tell you things. People are going to say things. Sometimes it's going to be a person's wife. Sometimes it's our parents also that tell us things. How often a person in his youth, he doesn't realize the value of parents. And anything the parents say is back answering. He's speaking anyway. His actions and his demonstration are there. He doesn't have any love for the parents. Imagine. So people that are so close and showed him so much of rahmat and shafqat, this person doesn't have any demonstration of love and affection. And when the parents are gone, then the person regrets his whole life that why didn't I have that respect for my parents. But all that comes when a person has these qualities in him. He considers what I'm saying, and the next thing is he's tolerant. He'll hear something, sometimes the father may be old, mother may be old, uncle or aunt or grandparent, whoever it may be, old, and because of their age they are saying certain things. This person has got this quality of bardashi, tolerance in him. He'll accept it and he won't say anything. Rather, he'll give a smile or he'll make a small light-hearted comment. But he won't hurt anybody's feelings. He won't hurt any person. He won't abuse any person physically or verbally or in any other way, because he's got this quality. So these two qualities are so important. One is a person thinks about the outcome of his actions. The other is, anybody tells him anything or does something to him, this person is tolerant. He doesn't flare up, he doesn't get angry, and he doesn't lose his cool. There's an incident of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anh, that on one occasion, one person, a Yahud, a Jewish person, had made some bad comments about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed great disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Ali was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So he wrestled his Yahud down to the ground and he had him fixed to the ground. And at that moment when he had him fixed on the ground, this Yahud had spat on the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu left that person. So whoever was around, they seen this, they asked him that we found something very strange. That was the time now you should have taken further action against this person. You wrestled him and you dropped him down to the ground and you had him there. And at that moment this person spat on your face. Why didn't you take advantage of that and finish him off? So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu then replied. He said, when I wrestled him and I dropped him down to the ground, it was because he made those evil comments against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So out of the love and the respect I had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I dropped this person. But when he spat on my face, then I would have been taking revenge for my personal reasons, for myself, that how can this person spit on me? So I didn't want to take revenge for my personal ego. My personal ego doesn't mean anything. The respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what I did. So I checked my heart and this is what the condition was. So this is how we also have to be. He's alert all the time. Are we doing things, are we saying things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we doing it for this quality, this beastly quality that we have, our ego? Are we doing it for the sake of our ego? Today is a short hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahsanan nasi khuluqan muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed the best character amongst people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam possessed it, he taught it, he demonstrated it, he showed it. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes in a hadith, man taqama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li nafsi. He never ever took revenge for himself. Whether somebody told him something, somebody was abusive to him, somebody hurt him, whatever it is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took any type of revenge for himself. Allah ta'ala give us this quality that we are able to forgive, we are able to be kind, we are able to be compassionate and show mercy on others, and not such that we want to all the time take some type of revenge and aggression against others. If we want to bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life, we need to bring the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the person that had the best of characters. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.